I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning to you. It's Thursday. It's Thursday for all of the United States of America now. Hawaii, the last to join us a few minutes ago. So happy Thursday to you. Just a few hours ago, as I was getting ready to host the show, I was forcing myself to list out loud all the reasons I have to be thankful, because at least personally for me, it's impossible to be angry, mad, frustrated, anxious, upset, all of those negative emotions. It's impossible for them to stick around when I speak out loud and talk about the reasons why I'm thankful. And then it was funny. My mom and I were having this conversation about the daily tasks you need to do while you are sheltering in place or staying home. And I'm not going to tell you what they were, because they're probably different for every person. But basic things, wash your dishes, brush your teeth.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you any of the other ones. But every family probably now has got to that point where it's tempting to just gloss over personal hygiene or other things that maybe you just don't feel like doing because it's drudgery. And yet, I think those are the things for me and for my mom that keep us in some space where we're not completely blah. That's actually an emotion, blah. And we've also decided that we're going to start every show from this point forward until we are back into our regular routine, and maybe even beyond that. We're going to start every show with a reason to be happy, some good news. And so we did. I won't go back, but I'd encourage you to listen to the podcast. The whole first segment of the show was it was good news, reasons to smile as we started out. But I will remind you two of them, though, which comes from the sports world. Sean Payton has been officially cleared. I like that he used that word, cleared, after the coronavirus. He's gone 8 or 9 days. He said it's been more than a week since he's had any fever. And he had just spoken with Good Morning America on Monday and said he was feeling better. But now he's good to go. He doesn't have to isolate anymore, which I'm sure is a relief to him. So Sean Payton, he is healthy again. And so is Christian Wood, the Detroit Piston, who was the first in the NBA to have the coronavirus outside of the Utah Jazz. And his agent spoke to a local, I think it was a TV station in Detroit, and indicated that he is now healthy and that he has recovered from the virus as well. And I don't think those stories can be shared enough, whether it's a name in sports or whether it's someone we know personally who has come through the worst of it and thankfully has survived it and is back to full health. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning and sending your tweets, also your Facebook posts. So we're asking you to share your good news if you have it. And some of you have some pretty incredible good news that I can't even possibly match. New members of your family, new puppies, maybe a job, whatever it is. It's good to smile and share that. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. In addition, we're also asking you a time in your life, whether it was you personally or whether it was your city, your region, maybe it's even on a national scale, a time in your life when sports brought you back, when they helped you to heal. And I posted this on Twitter earlier. I do believe this with all of my heart, that sports will help us to heal as a nation. They'll be part of our healing in 2020. Whenever they return, whenever we get to see them again, even if it's without fans initially, sports will be part of our healing. Right now, the NBA is holding out hope that it can resume in May sometime. Now, I don't know if that means the players get back to their teams and they have a couple of weeks to amp up. I don't know if that means they're going to resume with the regular season where they left off. I don't know any of that. But right now, mid-May is what they're holding on to. The NHL will likely follow suit, and it makes sense because the NBA and the NHL, in some cases, they do share arenas, not in every case. But you may have heard the news or seen the news on Wednesday. Sometimes my days blend together. The NHL has gone ahead and postponed some of its upcoming events because they believe at this point it's unrealistic. So the NHL draft has been postponed. Also, the combine and the awards banquet, those have all been postponed. So the NHL is kind of pausing its season now. I mean, the NBA will deal with that when they have to. Obviously, their draft, well, the draft lottery usually takes place during the playoffs, and then the draft itself takes place in late June when the NBA finals have been finished up. But without knowing what the playoffs will look like, I can understand why right now they're just kind of taking a wait and see approach. Now, in the case of the NFL draft, the league is planning to move forward and keep the dates that are on the calendar despite the protests of general managers. So here's what NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has indicated. And again, he speaks for the owners, okay? So you can get ticked off and you can point to Roger Goodell, but it's not him. He's the CEO. He gets paid handsomely to be the guy who's on the front lines and kind of taking the rotten tomatoes in the face, if you will. For now, the NFL is moving forward with this model in which it would do everything virtually. So still hold the draft on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, but make this a completely different experience for the fans. And let's be honest, a completely different experience for those who are planning or would, let's see, they would have been in the green room. They would have been in Las Vegas. They would have had the chance to walk across the stage and give the bro hug to Roger Goodell or, you know, whoever else happened to follow him. But even though they can't do that, the NFL would like to see its top prospects, whether it's Joe Burrow, whether it's Tua Tagovailoa, whether it's Chase Young, whoever it is, they would still like to see these guys get their moment in the sun, so to speak. And they're going to do everything virtually. So potentially having cameras and the broadcast in the homes of their prospects and their families. I'm not really sure. So they're not giving us a ton of details, but it is, I think, intriguing that even as you have general managers who are protesting the idea that they should move forward with the draft on point, you've got the NFL sticking to it. I mean, right now, sticking to it and saying, nope, we're steadfast. This is how we're going to do it. And we believe this is really important. I was listening to a part of a conversation with longtime Raiders front office executive Amy Trask, who's now with CBS Sports. She was on Tiki and Tierney. And she was saying this idea that general managers don't have time to prepare. They don't have the access that they would normally have to prospects. This idea that they're behind the eight ball and they can't go ahead and evaluate whether mentally or physically the athletes that they want to in the way that they're used to, that is going to put them in a bad position, that they don't, you know, they shouldn't have the draft when it's scheduled because they're not going to be prepared. All right. So I think that the gist of what she was saying, from what I understood, is that everyone's in the same boat. So sure, maybe that's the case. Maybe you don't have the same opportunities that you would have in your average run of the mill spring. But every general manager is facing the same obstacles. So the playing field is level, was the gist of what she was saying. So the location, it's not going to be Las Vegas. It's moving to a studio setting, and the league is trying to figure out how do we do this in a way that makes it viewer friendly. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter what is going on in our nation. The NFL is always concerned about its audience, its fans. And right now, the best way to reach its fans is to make the draft viewer friendly. So while the general managers are concerned about their abilities to do their jobs in this current climate, the NFL is essentially a bull in a china shop right now, and the owners are determined that they're going to move forward. So we'll see what this looks like. We should know by now that the NFL is really good at coming up with ways, innovative ways, creative ways, maybe ways we've never actually seen played out before. And then they get credit for being the first league ever to do this or the first league ever to do that. No doubt they view this as an opportunity. They view this as a way to appeal to a different fan base or to appeal to its fans in a different way. So the NFL is planning to reach out to its prospects, and they're working on virtual solutions for everything. So they'll incorporate different aspects of the typical broadcast that we're used to, but they'll do it with these families, with these prospects in their own locations, wherever those might be. The idea that it's going to be a secret location is kind of interesting too. Some studio somewhere. Maybe it's just that NFL Network studios, but I like the idea that it's undercover, that it's under wraps and we don't know where it is. Like it's some kind of 007 mission. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. A-Law Radio to find me on Twitter, and then our Facebook page named after the show, and our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Here's a question, and I don't know that it has an answer because we're not there yet, and it's impossible to project where we'll be in a month. We will just have wrapped up the NFL draft a month from now if it stays on schedule. Will you be really interested in the NFL draft if you're still sheltering in place or staying at home? There's two schools of thought here. The one school of thought is that we'll be so starved for sports, live sports, not sporting events that are from the past, though those could be entertaining too. But we'll be so starved for any type of live sports as an escape, as a distraction, that we are going to make the NFL draft the most watched sporting event in history. It might get Super Bowl ratings, for heaven's sakes. You know, 100 million people typically watch the Super Bowl, roughly. Can you imagine? There's no doubt the NFL hasn't considered that. Let's be honest. There's no doubt the NFL isn't thinking, oh man, the deck is clear. We could have the most ginormous ratings in the history of any draft in the United States of America. I mean, I use it hyperbole, but come on. This would be the only event for months, maybe. So there is this idea that people will flock to the NFL draft, regardless of what it looks like, but also because it's going to be a novelty, right? It's going to be something we've never seen before. The other school of thought, which I guess I'm not the best person to gauge this because I'm not outside the sports world. But the other school of thought is that people won't be interested. So a month down the road, if we're still in the same holding pattern that we are, people will dismiss the NFL draft as irrelevant or not important. And I don't know that it's important ever. Sports, I wouldn't generally classify as important. But I do think that a month down the road, if we're still in the same place, it would be emotionally, our nation would be struggling, I think. I mean, it's still relatively new. It's been a couple of weeks for even those people who've been quarantined or isolated the longest. If we're still in the same place a month from now, I think that, you know, I think it'll be getting much more difficult to deal with. Maybe just me, but I think I would welcome the distraction. Again, something new, something different. So if you have a thought on that, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter or on Facebook. When the NFL draft pops up a month from now, if it pops up a month from now, will you watch every darn second of it, or will you ignore it because it's just, it's not even, something you're thinking about right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Bruce Arians making some pointed comments about Tom Brady, and he thinks many of you, many of us, have it all wrong. It's coming up next here after hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Obviously, really never dreaming that Tom would be available, but if he was, he was going to be our number one choice, mainly because he can make everything. He can do everything we want to do in our offense, but more than that is his leadership ability.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
No matter how many interviews Bruce Arians does about his new quarterback, the word leadership is going to come up over and over. So is the concept of winning over and over, because those are the two things that he values. Those are the two things, two of the more important things that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers desperately need. But can you imagine? I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when he found out that Tom Brady was choosing to play for the Buccaneers in 2020. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Great stuff on Twitter and Facebook. And I got to tell you, I just trumped you all, because I just took a photo of my sweet dog keeping me company in the corner of... Now, this is typically her room. I'm in the spare bedroom, but this is her room where she sleeps a lot of the times. She's got beds in other parts of the house, but because she's spoiled rotten. But she sleeps a lot of times here with me. She was laying next to me. And while I'm talking, you know, she generally thinks I'm talking to her, because when I am talking at home, I'm usually talking to her. And she finally gave up on me scratching her belly. I couldn't quite get a good picture of her with all fours up in the air waiting for me to scratch her belly because I was on the air. But then she finally gave up and went and curled up in the corner. So she's so cute. But boy, does she need a bath. I cannot wait until Monday. That was my piece of good news on Wednesday, finding out that, in fact, my groomer is considered essential and she is still open. I screamed on the phone, Maureen! It was a good day. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Bruce Arians did another interview, an exclusive interview with NFL Live on Wednesday. My days run together. And I jotted down some notes as I was listening to it. He wants you to know that you've got it all wrong. In fact, he says the idea that Tom Brady can't throw the deep ball is wrong. Exactly that. It's just wrong. He says that he watched him play a lot, obviously did a lot of diligence with the tape and trying to figure out how much they wanted to offer Tom Brady and whether or not he was someone they wanted to go after. It's kind of funny to hear him talking about tape, though. Do you really need to watch tape of Tom Brady? But this is what Bruce Arians does. He studies quarterbacks. He watches tape. So he says that with the play action game, the Patriots actually hit a lot of deep balls, and that he thinks our quarterback will throw it to the guy who's open. He's still trying that on for size, isn't he? Our quarterback. Now, he also wants to correct any misconceptions that the only thing his offense does is go deep, is attack vertically. And I'll read you this quote because I think it's really interesting. We do have reads that start deep and come in short, but I've had a couple quarterbacks that just keep looking deep. They won't throw the check down. He says, my offensive consultant, Tom Moore, has the best saying in the world. You don't go broke putting money in the bank. This is my favorite part. Take the damn check down. I know it's Thursday morning and it's early. Sorry if that was jarring, but I'm reading the quote. You don't go broke putting money in the bank. Take the damn check down. And he's right. How many quarterbacks refuse to check down? How many quarterbacks refuse to dink and dunk or refuse to take that short stuff over the middle? I mean, Tom Brady can read the defenses and will adjust to what the defense is giving him. And Arians agrees with that. He says, we don't have to teach Tom how to look downfield, but also take what is safe and what is a sure thing, which is the check down. He's like, Arians goes on to say, I'm not looking for a check down Charlie quarterback. I don't want my quarterbacks to be afraid. But I also think that Brady's smart when it comes to that is the message that Bruce Arians was making on NFL Live with Wendy Nix. This is the stat. Nerd alert. In 2019, on passes of 20 or more yards through the air, Brady's completion rate was 43%. Third highest, his third highest, since it's been tracked, and the seventh highest in the league. Would you like to know what the NFL average was? Again, his completion rate on passes that traveled at least 20 yards through the air at 42 years old, 43%. Oh, that's funny. The league average? Chris, would you like to take a wild guess what the league average was? Chris is with us at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. League average of completion rate with passes that traveled more than 20 yards?
37%.
Whoa, pretty close. That's impressive. 38%. I don't know why I said whoa. I mean, I'm not surprised at all that you got that correct.
Man lie, women lie, but the numbers don't.
Let Clay take that away.
Alert. So Bruce Arians is kind of pointing out that it's not as bad as you thought it was with Tom Brady, and that we don't have to teach him not to make a stupid pass when the stupid pass is going to get you in trouble. I'm obviously paraphrasing. He didn't use stupid. Here's what else I thought was fun. Wendy Nix asked him, you know, when did you start to recognize that this was actually going to happen? Like, when did you think, oh my goodness, Tom Brady might actually come to Tampa Bay? You know what his answer was? When he made his announcement on social media that he wasn't going back to New England. I mean, I feel like that's probably the way I would do it too. You would get excited at the possibility, but you would not allow yourself to really consider it. And certainly never allow yourself to get over the top enthusiastic about it until you knew it was a done deal. In fact, he said he wasn't sure that Brady was going to leave. He thought they were just working out a deal and that Brady would likely stay in New England. And then when he made that announcement on social media, was it a Tuesday morning? Maybe it's a Tuesday morning, that then he realized this could actually happen. But at that point, it still wasn't a done deal with the Buccaneers, if I understand Arians correctly. And finally, Wendy asked him, what was Brady looking for? And the first word that came out of his mouth was a challenge. And then he said a new beginning. And he also went on to say, what we're looking for, Brady is perfect to offer. He's a leader. We needed a leader of this great offense. And he's also a winner. Finally, quote, he can make every throw. He can do everything we want to do in our offense. So you're not going to catch Bruce Arians, quarterback whisperer, saying one negative thing about Tom Brady. He is all in, and he is psyched about the fact that he's got a veteran quarterback with all that wisdom and experience to lead his offense. And if you're Bruce Arians, you'd feel the exact same way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So I know we had kind of talked a little bit about the varying perspectives of Brady leaving New England and why it happened, and in Joe Montana's opinion, who messed up, who made a mistake. Maybe it really isn't about that, though I suspect there are multiple layers to this. But maybe it really is about a new challenge. Maybe it really is about Tom Brady feeling like, after 20 years, it's just time. It's just time to move on. And who among us hasn't felt like that at some point? Maybe it doesn't even take 20 years for us to feel like, yeah, a new challenge. I feel like it could give me some new energy and be revitalizing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. We had a chance to hear from Rob Manfred late last night on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. And it kind of was the catalyst for one of our topics on the show. And so we'll let you hear from the commissioner of baseball again. He says, yes, there will be baseball in 2020. And we'll also take your calls. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here's the 2-2 on Mike Trout, and he hammers one to deep left field. It is Trout here. He cleared both bullpens right there, smacked it out. No doubter, number 43 of the season, RBI number 100.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was supposed to be baseball opening day on Thursday. I know those of you who are diehards and just those of you who consider it to be a rite of passage in spring. We're definitely missing baseball on this day. And it was also supposed to be the start of the Sweet 16 in the men's college basketball tournament. So we're definitely missing out. And every now and then I get that twinge. But I do believe that sports will be part of our healing in 2020. I will refuse to believe that we will have no more sports in 2020 unless I hear it from the commissioners, hear it from someone who has the authority to make that decision. Otherwise, I will not believe it. And so I think that as soon as we can get back to that point, sports will provide us some relief, a distraction, an escape, but also that healing power, because it brings us together. It's weird, right? You wouldn't think sports would be able to do that, but we see it time and time and time again. And Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball, was on TV late with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter talking about this very idea for baseball's return.
I think it will mark a real milestone in the return to normalcy. I think you saw it after 9/11.
Completely
agree.
In terms
of the resumption of play. I was there in Shea Stadium that night that we began playing. It was one of the most memorable games I've ever attended. It's an honor for our sport to be regarded in a way that we have been part of our country coming back from some horrific events. And we hope that we can play a similar role with respect to this one. Scott, I agree with you about opening day. One of the things that we've worked really hard at is to try to provide our fans with some alternative, some connection to our game during this hiatus. And we have opening day at home, a program that our content people have put together. All of our major partners, including ESPN, Fox, all of our social media partners are participating. We're making available an unprecedented amount of content to our fans tomorrow, a social experience to go along with that through social media, because attending a game is obviously a social event for most people. And we hope it'll be a little distraction for people tomorrow in a very difficult time.
Late on Wednesday night, Commissioner Rob Manfred with Scott Van Pelt, and you heard him there briefly on SportsCenter. So there are ways that you can connect with other baseball fans and with the game that you love. Again, it's going to be part of our return to normalcy, and the commissioner notes that. And the fact that it meanders its way through a good portion of the calendar year, I think, is significant as well. It's not going to be a flash in the pan. It's going to help bring us back, because baseball is slow, despite what Rob Manfred might say. He's all about speeding up the pace of play. But I think in this case, the fact that it's slow and it's slow moving and it meanders and it takes the scenic route and it takes months and months, that actually is a benefit, because there will be a lot of people who are returning to their regular routines slowly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm wearing my dog out. If you haven't seen her photo, she finally gave up on me scratching her belly. It was impossible to do while I was talking. So I put a picture of her. She went across the room and collapsed in the corner. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. On Twitter, Paul says, baseball opening day is my favorite day of the year. Very sad to not have baseball today. Was looking forward to watching my young Blue Jays. I know it's one of those days that we kind of mark as sports holidays. Not real holidays, but sports holidays. And I know there are a lot of people who are disappointed, but at some point we will have opening day. Let's talk to Alan, who's in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Always a pleasure to be listening to you. You mean a lot to me.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
9 days after 9/11, September 20th, 2001, Baltimore Orioles at Toronto Maple Leafs. I was like everybody else. You know, I was angry, sad, bitter, depressed. And before the game, they were playing funeral music, not festive music like they usually play. And we all knew that Cal Ripken, he announced that this was going to be his final year. And the top of the second, he led off the top of the second, and the crowd got up and gave him a rousing ovation, you know, clapping and everything. And while before the pitch, he took off his helmet and he saluted the crowd. He just went all the way around and saluted the crowd. And it was he was in the middle of a 2-for-48 slump, and Baltimore was 64-98. I'm a huge Baltimore fan, and somehow that just didn't matter. I just felt great to be in the crowd, and it just it brought me right back. And I just you know, I was in the doldrums like everybody else, and I realized how sports brings people together, and that you can forget your problems, whatever problems you have, you can forget your problems. So it's that was quite a moment that I recall.
Yeah, I think that memory or whatever the sports memory is post 9/11 is special to a lot of people, because I'm seeing a lot of tweets, and you're right. It puts you in a place where there are thousands of other people, and even if you don't know them, you recognize you have a common bond. And then when you're bonded together by, you know, another way, whether it's a tragedy or a natural disaster, there is, you know, that bond is even that stronger, and we need one another. And so it brings us together, and it reminds us it's okay to smile and that there are reasons to be happy, even if it doesn't feel like it. So I appreciate you sharing that memory, Alan. It's good to talk to you.
And I also wanted to mention, I also wanted to ask you, the longest time I wanted to ask you, Appleton is 31 miles away from Green Bay. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field for a game? And if not, have you been to the city of Lambeau Field for anything? I mean, the city of Green Bay.
Yeah, actually, I did go to a game, my first game ever in 2018. I think it was 18. I went to a preseason game, but it was amazing because it was a preseason game. They treated me like a VIP because it was preseason. And they walked me out to the field, and I got to watch warmups from there and met Mark Murphy. Yeah, it was awesome. So I really love that experience. And yes, I had been to Green Bay for other reasons. I have also have relatives and friends who live in Green Bay. So I had been there, but it wasn't until 18 that I was actually inside Lambeau Field and on the field, that hallowed ground. So yes, thank you, Alan. That was a fun memory too. Good to talk to you. Be safe. Let's talk to Leslie, who's in Alabama. Welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I was going to suggest a name for your home office, but before I do, tonight you had a question like, how has sports helped you heal?
Right.
Yeah. Well, today would have been my 35th wedding anniversary, but unfortunately a couple years ago, my husband died. Well, actually for him it's better. But in any event, my brother lost his wife just before I lost my husband. And so as a result, we started texting. And so I felt incumbent upon myself to really submerge myself into sports so that when he texted me, I had something really valuable to say.
Good for you. Doing some research, Leslie.
So, but, I mean, it keeps your brain alive, you know, with the statistics, keeping the sports, you know, which who's doing what, like, for instance, with Tom Brady and what's going on with him, which I think overall is going to be excellent for the NFL.
Yes.
And then as far as baseball is concerned, we need to ask a couple of days ago with regard to when it should start back. My thinking, it should start back like maybe a week or two after Easter. But that's my wish list.
Right, of course. I think we all would love to see that. I'm not sure if that might be a little bit too ambitious, but we can always hope, right?
Okay, so for the name of your home office. Now, at first you were talking about things like Star Wars, and I thought, well, that's kind of like a little wonky, but I know it's kind of dear to your heart.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to step on it too bad. But you call your program After Hours.
Yes.
So it sounds kind of mysterious, right?
Oh, okay. So
remember, like, back in the 20s and 30s, they had a thing called the speakeasy? So I was...
Leslie, I do not remember anything about the 20s or 30s. No?
No. But I meant it more, like, in terms of, like, not going back there for, like... sentimental value, but kind of like something that goes with, you know, your program that's After Hours. So I thought I suggested it more for the play on words than for the literal meaning.
Okay, and so, what was the name again?
Speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
After hours at the speakeasy.
Oh, after hours at the speakeasy. That is very mysterious.
So thank you for taking my call.
Well, I would just want to say, Leslie, you've clearly done your homework because you can talk sports, and I'm sure your brother is very proud.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You take care of yourself. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Oh, Leslie, Star Wars is a little wonky. I'm sure many people think that. She's just not afraid to voice it. That is kind of the great thing about being an older woman. You've gotten past the point at which you care about what people think of you, and you don't tread quite so lightly. Good for you, Leslie. It is wonky. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. But you know what? When I finish these taxes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to bury myself in my wonky Star Wars affiliation. Oh, my gosh. For those of you who missed it, I shared at the beginning of the show that I spoke to my grandmother. Now, I don't know what Leslie's age is or whether or not she's a grandmother, but she kind of reminded me a little bit of my grandmother. And I spoke to my Grammy Helen, who is now 11 days away from her 98th birthday. And I honestly think she's handling this better than most people I know. Now, she said to me, I'm used to being by myself. And that's true. My grandpa died when, gosh, let's see, I was 4 or 5. I think I have one memory of my paternal grandfather. He had lung cancer and he died very early in my life. And so she never remarried. In fact, I don't think she ever dated. She was very independent. She grew up on a farm. I mean, this is a woman who raised 4 kids on a farm. I mean, she was also we worked at the school in her town for years, and you know, she's always relied on friends. She was driving till she was 95, for heaven's sakes. So anyway, she's in good health, which is the most important thing. And I keep thinking, oh, how sad, you know, she's going to spend her birthday by herself. And right now she's not even going to the dining hall. She can't go to mass. And I said, what are you doing, Grammy? And she said, what do I always do? It's a good point, Graham. She said, I'm watching TV, which I hate because I feel like she's doing a lot of watching of the bad news. But I'm watching TV. I'm reading books. I'm doing puzzles. She said, I do my puzzles every day, and she can't open her windows, but she's not even going outside to the hallway. So she can't get her hair done. These are all things that she looks forward to. So I feel like she's handling it really well. I'm the one who is kind of sad, but at the same time, it's far more important that she's healthy. And that's the big thing, is that there's no one, none of the workers, they've all been tested at her senior community center, and none of them are positive for a virus or the flu or anything else. And all of the residents are healthy. I mean, healthy in terms of they don't have a virus or the flu. Some of them have other ailments, but yeah, she's in good spirits, and I encouraged her to call her friends. Well, I don't need to do that, Grammy. As much joy as I get out of talking to you, they will get out of talking to you too, because you make people happy. So she said, okay, I'll try to call my friends. Anyway, I think she's my reminder of why we're doing all of this. She's my reminder that this is really important, these steps that we're taking. It's not about me so much, because I'm confident that if I got sick, I would get better. But it's about people who live near my Grammy, who might visit my Grammy or her senior center. It's about them staying clear, because she is at risk. And I think it's neat that CBS Sports Radio and our company, that, you know, they've given us these PSAs that we can share with you. But this one jumped out at me, because older adults and those who do have some serious chronic health conditions, like lung disease, like heart disease, maybe cancer. I have 2 really close friends who are going through chemo and radiation right now, plus a family member. They all have weakened immune systems, and they're especially at risk for illnesses like the coronavirus, and they need to stay home as much as possible. But we also want to stay connected with them. And so that's why I call, and that's why I reach out to you guys on social media, and that's why we do the show, is because it's also important to stay connected. I tell you what, there are times in my life where I get lonely, of course, because I spend a good portion of my life alone because of my schedule, because my family's not here, and because I live by myself. And so there are times when I get lonely, but it's weird when you know you can't go anywhere and you know you can't really see anyone. It's like that when it's not an option, it's even lonelier, which I don't know if that makes sense to anyone or not. So it's been great that friends are staying connected to me and they're calling and my family's calling and I'm doing the same thing for people that I know. And that's actually, to me, the best way that I'm going to make it through this and that I think we'll as a nation make it through this. For more info about staying connected, this is kind of cool, radio.com, which is where many of you listen to the show, radio.com/stay connected. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Josh on Twitter, A-Law Radio, he says, after 9/11, baseball brought hope back to America. It's crazy, right? To see it on the computer screen. Baseball brought hope back to America? What does that even mean? How can baseball bring hope back? But it does. It has the power to bring us together, to bring us together across cultural barriers, ethnic barriers, maybe economic barriers, and we have something in common. And when we're together, we're stronger for sure. Chris says, my son's high school football game on Friday, September 14th, 2001. This is when he experienced the power of sports to heal. He says, both teams and families circled the flag, held hands, oh, and sang our national anthem. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, these types of stories I can't get enough of. So please send them if you want to Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also to our Facebook page where you guys have just, it's been so much fun to read these. Mike says the 2001 World Series being played into November for the first time due to 9/11. Game 4 ending a few minutes into November 1st with a Derek Jeter extra inning walk-off home run to become Mr. November. Yeah, the memories that stick with us. It doesn't matter how many years pass. Those memories in sports that help us heal. They're forever imprinted, embedded on our brains. All right, we've got one more show coming up tonight. Make sure you join us. Thanks so much for being with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.